Hey, it's Tony Bruschi from Real Ghost Stories Online. We're at it again, giving away another $500 Amazon gift card. If you want in on this round, all you got to do, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, then shoot me a screenshot of it to contest at realghoststoriesonline.com. Very simple. Leave the review, Apple Podcasts, screenshot, send it to contest at realghoststoriesonline.com. That's it. You're entered. Very soon, another person is going to win a $500 Amazon gift card as a thank you for that review. Go ahead. Leave it now. Takes like 4 seconds. We greatly appreciate it, and good luck.
This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
Okay, tried doing this a couple of times, but hopefully I get it done in time. Pretty long story, I guess, but I'll do my best to shorten it. It starts off, it starts off not too early in my life, but quite late, actually, because I'm only 16 right now. So it starts off 2014, and I was 14, and I'm actually telling the story of my cousin's house, not my house. So long story short, I'm pretty close to my cousin. I stay at his house a lot, and we used to just be around each other a lot. So yeah, I used to be in his house all the time, and he had a guest room that I used to sleep in, and I couldn't really sleep in it all the time, and I hated sleeping. And it's just, I wouldn't enjoy being in that room specifically. Like any other room, I was fine to sleep in, but that room. And, you know, his parents would dismiss the fact that, you know, I was scared or whatever. They'd just think I was really young, and, you know, I just thought blah, 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 monsters get me, I guess. Until I was 14 and I heard something going on downstairs. I heard cluttering and clanking of plates and cups, and when I went downstairs to check, there was nothing there, and there was no one in there, and it didn't smell like there was anything. Like, I've heard that sometimes people would smell stuff after paranormal stuff happens, but there was nothing really out of the ordinary, except when I went upstairs to see if anyone had come down, maybe could get water or something. Everyone was asleep, pretty knocked out. His parents kind of snore a little, so you'd know that they were in deep sleep. And yeah, that was the first sign I knew something was off with that house. My cousin started seeing things too around that time. So 2014, he was about 13. His sister at the time was 3, 4, and his other sister, I'll keep in mind, my cousin is the eldest son and he is the only son. So he's the eldest son. His other sister was around 8 years old at the time. So they're like 11 and around 7 years old right now. He saw his sister walking past his room, and his room was adjacent to his. He saw his sister walking past his room, and it wasn't his sister, actually. It looked like someone else, apparently. That's what he told me. He got up to go check where she was going, because she walked past his room, and he checked her room and she was asleep. And yeah, he got freaked out. So he ran back to his bed and he tried to go back to sleep, and he felt someone sit on his bed. Like the bed was leaning, like a lot of weight against him. So he felt like someone was right next to him. Later we found out, or his family, ended up getting a practicer, I guess practicer would be the word, like a religious practicer, and she checked out the house and checked out the backstory. She immediately knew the name of his mother's mother. She immediately knew where they were from. She knew what country they were from. She knew her dad's last, like not her dad's last name. She knew her dad's name. She knew so much about her family, and they have never met. Speaking about my cousin's mother, and so she knew this was a real deal. At that point, when everyone started seeing stuff or hearing things, it was only about a year later after I heard stuff, and no one would believe me. I told his parents thousands of times that I heard stuff, and they just threw it under the rug, so to speak. We found out that religious practitioner, I guess, she said that the house was originally owned in 19 30s or the 40s by a family of the exact same structure, I guess. So there was the mom, there was the dad, there was the eldest son, and then there was three daughters. At the time, there was only two daughters. And when they found that out, his mom was actually pregnant. And a few months later, a daughter. So that was freaky in itself. I'm not too sure about this, but apparently the father killed his family in the house. The house before that, because the house was just recently built. They knocked down the older one. He killed his family and he burnt the house. And I know my cousin's father, like, I wouldn't say well, but, you know, I've known him all my life. And he wasn't really bothered by the fact that there was something going on. He was just like, okay. He wasn't really too bugged about it. He's not a very supernatural, intensive person, if you will. He doesn't really believe in that stuff. But yeah, he was pretty chill about everything. But yeah, it was kind of freaky. So his mom had a doll when she was really young, about 5 or 6, and that doll was pretty creepy looking doll. It was a mouse with glass eyes, and it had really bad vibes to it. There was something off about it, and everyone knew that there was something off about it. His sister would cry when she saw the doll straight away, would just cry. And his grandmother, so my cousin's grandmother, would like almost pass out when she'd see it. She'd freak out pretty bad. So there wasn't a really good vibe to the doll. And yeah, they ended up burning the doll, and his mom, because that was his mom's childhood doll, she freaked out when they were burning it. The religious woman, I guess, I don't really know how to explain it, but she told them to burn the doll. There was something attached to the doll, and they burned it, and yeah, it was pretty emotional for his mom. They've moved past it, and they moved houses, and nothing's happened since, but it's a pretty creepy story nonetheless. I just thought it'd be pretty interesting to tell you guys, and yeah, I'll, I guess, ask my cousin for more stuff, because I only know just a little bit. If you guys want to know more, I will send in more stuff about it. Thank you so much, and definitely will try and send more. Thank you.
If you want more real ghost stories and access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, become an extra podcast person, an EPP. Sign up now at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.